By now, most seniors in high school have found out where they'll be going to college in the fall, but the question of how to pay for it remains a challenge for many families, and that conversation usually begins with a single form. Aaron Mendoza is no stranger to the free application for federal aid, also known as the dreaded FAFSA.
I think we had to do it about 3 times.
That's because the lengthy form, which includes more than 100 questions, is complicated. Colleges and the federal government use it to figure out who gets financial aid and how much. Without it, Mendoza's mother, Lucy, says they wouldn't be able to afford a degree.
I'm not sure if she would even be going to college.
We have to work together, especially on filling out applications and stuff. So for her and I, we needed help.
18-year-old Mendoza, who was born and raised in Nanakuli, was among 200 students and family members at a FAFSA workshop at the Kamehameha School's Community Learning Center in Waianae. Mendoza, now in her first year at Leeward Community College, says it wasn't just knowing what to fill out, but how.
I think for a lot of people, they don't know where to start, and they don't know like how to get that information and how to sign up for financial aid.
And it's not just tuition to consider. There's also food, transportation, supplies, and other fees. Mendoza says she still has sticker shock from her oceanography book this semester, which put her back $127. The whole process of financing her education is also very new. She's the first in her family to go to college.
There was nobody else above me to kind of help me. I had to figure out my own way and my own path.
Lokelani Kenoli'o has heard stories similar to Mendoza. She's the director of Noe'au Center at UH West Oahu and often holds student workshops for academic success.
When they list their number one challenge, it always is finances and second, family.
Kenoli'o says the majority of students at UH West Oahu are first generation and about 60% rely on financial aid. She says navigating the process as a family can stir up some interesting conversations.
It is talking about money, and it's uncomfortable for lots of people.
That discussion is often the first time parents share financial issues with their kids.
So for a lot of kids, it is the first time finding out where they fit in a socioeconomic level, and maybe a lot of times not knowing they're actually living with less than others.
She says the challenge of filling out the FAFSA is part of what keeps many families from applying. Last year, Hawaii students missed out on more than $11 million in federal funding. As for Erin, she received nearly $6,000 in financial aid and scholarship awards, covering all her tuition costs at LCC. She's hoping to get a similar aid package next year. Molly Solomon for HPR News.